U.S. youth don't want to join the army. Here's why. When I got out of the military, the Cranford police in New Jersey found a roach in my parked car and I was facing serious jail time. What it took for me to not go to jail was $1,200 in $20 bills in an envelope to my lawyer, who split it with the prosecutor and the judge. 40 years later, when I turned 62 and became a senior citizen and a veteran, so was my father, the psychopathic Kerry military police did not care if I was a senior citizen or a veteran, because the mostly high school graduates, I earned 3 degrees, still have 19th century post-Civil War Jim Crow laws in NC in their statutes giving the police martial law powers. In the year I turned 62, my doorbell rang one night at 9:30 p.m. while I was already in bed in the house I had owned for the preceding 20 years. 3 psychopathic thug Kerry Gestapo cops forced their way inside my house as I answered the door after getting out of bed to check who it was. They did not tell me why they were there, they did not read me my rights, they didn't show me a warrant, and did not place me under arrest. It is still legal for the Kerry police in Wake County, NC to impose martial law at will under the 19th century post-Civil Jim Crow laws. Click the link below to listen to the 8-minute tweet. https://theenlightenedwhistleblower.com/wp-content/uploads/2023/10/text-to-speech44.wav. The 3 high school graduates searched my entire house, 2 levels, using flashlights. After searching my entire home, handcuffed my hands behind my back and dragged me outside, then drove me about for the next 2 hours while my hands were restrained behind my back. I think I was sobbing while lying down in the back seat. I was taken to Holly Hill Psychiatric Hospital as the last stop. An emergency room doctor had to be called to give me an injection to lower my blood pressure. It exceeded the limits of the machine. The doctor told me I was lucky to be alive. I have not felt lucky to be alive since that day. Despite having done nothing wrong, I was detained for 14 days, involuntary commitment, in the mental ward of Holly Hills Hospital without access to a phone. The Kerry police never explained why they had taken such drastic measures against me. During my involuntary commitment, I shared a room with 3 or 4 other people, and I was the only one there who wasn't willingly detained for longer than 3 days. The unlawful and unconstitutional actions that were committed against me when I was 62 years old by the Kerry Police Department significantly changed the course of my life and the plans that I had made for the future. I did not file a complaint against the police because I could not find a lawyer to defend me in a complaint against the Kerry Police Department. Since then, I have been haunted by the thought that if I had passed away that day, it would not have been in anyone's best interest to have made the details public. A heart attack caused my death, and the obituary in the newspaper would have mentioned how wonderful a father I was to my 2 children and grandpa to my 2 grandchildren, as well as possibly mentioning my business career. It would have seemed odd if my obituary had included that I was an avid tennis player and runner. 9 years after my first terrifying experience that changed my life, at the age of 71, in 2018, I had another run-in with the unquestionably biased, prejudiced dirtbag Kerry Police Department. The level of disrespect and disdain throughout this horror of a 6-month period was astounding. The harm brought on by the unlawful actions the Kerry Police had taken against me 9 years earlier were not even taken into consideration. Cops suck. I had both of these unjust, terrible life events happen to me while I was a senior citizen. Since I've never heard of anything similar occurring to anybody else in my life, and I'm certain either horror wouldn't have occurred to me if I hadn't moved from New York to Kerry in 1988 and been a good OLE Southern guy from NC. I finally filed a complaint against the Kerry Police Department for both counts in 2018 without a lawyer, because once again I could not find a lawyer to defend me in a complaint against the Kerry Police Department. I've tried multiple times over the years to get legal counsel for my documented complaints against the Kerry, North Carolina police. I made touch with more than 50 attorneys and 12 elected officials in order to lodge a complaint against the prejudiced NC Kerry police. But after realizing that neither hiring a lawyer nor getting help from elected officials was an option, I decided to go public with my complaint and created the website http://the-eneligthenedwhistleblower.com and the Twitter address @theinlee72119052. Based on the advice that I received in a letter from the North Carolina Department of Justice, I mailed a 7-page document to the Wake County District Attorney's Office outlining my 2 complaints against the Cary NC Police Department about 3 weeks ago. By how I presume, like the majority of the more than 50 attorneys and 10 of the 12 elected officials who received my complaint against the Cary Police Department, my 6-page letter to the Wake County District Attorney ended up in the same no-reply garbage can. No lawyer in Wake County, regardless of how much money could be made, would defend a Yankee in a complaint against the Cary Police Department. It would be the end of their legal careers. I lost millions of dollars that I can prove in a conspiracy against me involving a former chief of police of Cary. If any lawyer wants to defend me in a lawsuit against the Cary Military Police Department, email me at antiquitybc@gmail.com. Representative Julie Von Hafen was the only elected official to respond to a 6-page letter I sent to all 12 elected officials, aside from Attorney General Josh Stein, with some advice and knowledge that crimes were committed against me by the Cary Police. Julie Von Hafen wrote, "Please accept my deepest sympathies for your suffering. The 2 complaints I had made against the police were covered up in the thank you letter I got from Cary's Chief of Police Tony Godwin on December 5, 2018. He was not permitted by the police department statutes to provide me with any information regarding the department's actions. Once again, diet bag cops suck. I want to see the documents including the complaints filed against me in 2009. I also want to see if it was a judge or the chief of police who signed the orders to allow 3 Cary police to drag me out of my house in handcuffs and drive me around for 2 hours and then to Holly Hills Psychiatric Hospital where I was confined for 14 days against my will. This is why I hate cops. Since I turned 62 years old, the treatment I have received from North Carolina employees, especially dirtbag cops who are protected by the district attorneys, are paid with public funds, has been so appalling that it has inspired me, at the age of 76, to write a true story whistleblower warning novel. Public employees do not really have to care as much as people who own their own businesses or are W-2 employees do. This 80,000 word chronicle of the events during this 14-year period in my life will be difficult to believe. More than 50 documents are included in this digital book to back up all these implausible claims. Click the link below to listen to Chapter 1, My Life Became Meaningless After Being Betrayed by My Family with the Assistance of My Wife's Good Friend the Despicable Cary NC Police Chief. Click the audio link below to listen to Chapter 1. https://theenlightedwhistleblower.com/wp-content/uploads/2023/09/text-to-speech41.wave. Soon to be released in a novel titled A Yankee's Oedipus Rex Retirement Tragedy in Cary, NC. This link can be copied and pasted on an email or text. Please help me circulate the story in order for the Cary Police Department not to get away with what they have done to me, and prevent it from happening to someone else. Chapter 2, 9 years later, the Cary Gestapo Police betrayed me again. Chapter 3, how I got the North Carolina Department of Revenue to accept my $1 offer in compromise for $39,922 of prior state income tax I did not owe. Chapter 4, now the NTR's total incompetence created hundreds of hours of work for me dealing with senseless audits that continue to this day by the IRS on years I had no taxable income. Chapter 5, senior citizen whistleblower warning, don't trust the Better Business Bureau. Chapter 6, A Yankee's Oedipus Rex Retirement Tragedy in Cary, NC I did not deserve.